Since January, when President Bush delivered the famous axis of evil line referring to Iran, Iraq, and North Korea, there's been speculation about how the Bush administration planned to deal with Iran. Yesterday, White House and State Department officials signaled a new approach. The plan is to reach out to the Iranian people to try to support them in pushing for reforms. The move reflects growing pessimism in Washington about the ability of Iran's reformist president to bring about change on his own. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
For 5 years, U.S. policy towards Iran has centered on courting President Mohammad Khatami and his allies. Khatami was first elected in 1997, and he's seen as more open to the U.S. and to democratic reform. But the 5-year outreach effort has produced little fruit, and now the U.S. plans instead to appeal directly to democracy supporters in Iran. A strong hint at the new thinking came earlier this month, on July 12th, when the president issued an unusual statement. It condemned the, quote, uncompromising, destructive policies that have persisted in Iran, and it reassured Iranians that they have no better friend than the United States. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says the U.S. will continue to work with Iranian officials, but the focus has shifted.
All of this is part of a movement that we see based on the Iranian people's desire for more freedom, more accountability from their government. That is certainly something that we follow with great interest. Ultimately, it's a matter for the Iranian people to decide.
Quite what that means in practice, letting the Iranian people decide, is up for debate. Genevieve Abdo was a journalist in Iran from 98 to last year. Her new book is on the reform movement there. She says the move reflects a significant shift in policy, and on balance, a good one.
It would seem that this kind of message coming from Washington could send a signal to people inside Iran. We're very skeptical of President Khatami. If you believe that some sort of mass movement could bring about change in Iran, go at it.
But Bachman Bakhtiari, an Iran expert at the University of Maine and an Iranian himself, doesn't see it that way. He says the new focus could have the very opposite effect than was intended and end up making things harder for reformers.
It places all the reformists and all the pro-democracy intellectuals in a difficult situation because as soon as they begin to push for more democratic movements, they will be labeled as pro-American. So how would they be able to avoid this label and at the same time try to achieve what they want internally?
As for the idea of working directly with the Iranian people, Bakhtiari says it's been tried before.
This is exactly what President Khatami said in 1998 in his CNN interview, that he is for dialogue between American people and Iranian people. And it tried to bypass the government-to-government. And it did not work then for the Iranian government and is not going to work now for the U.S. government because they need to engage government.
President Khatami has responded angrily, both to the president's letter of July 12th and to the statements yesterday from the White House and the State Department. Speaking from Malaysia, he warned Washington against meddling in the Middle East and accused the U.S. of creating a frightening global situation by promoting the war on terror. The Bush administration counters, it's precisely Iran's role in that war on terror that landed it on the axis of evil list in the first place. U.S. officials say Iran's government has sheltered al-Qaeda terrorists and tried to develop nuclear weapons, and that the way forward is to work with Iran's people. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.